104.7, 80 at Mel, 708. We're going to top out at 89 today. Not too shabby. It is, let's see, it's 58 right now. So, we played this earlier. This is a woman who went through security at, she'd already gone through security at the airport in Houston. And she, they wanted to test her drink for explosives. She took a drink of it. And then they weren't going to allow her to board the plane because they didn't like her attitude. Here's audio of it. She grabbed her phone and like took, there's not really any video that's any use, but the audio is the important part. Listen to this.
Do you think that I'm honestly a threat? Do you think that?
No, but with your attitude.
No, but wait, let me get this straight. This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much, yes.
So is that legal?
Pretty much, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even get that.
Yeah. So, you better go through TSA with a smile on your face. And here's the thing. They're starting to walk around and test drinks just in, past security.
So there's stuff that you can make a bomb with your drink?
I don't know.
Inside the airport?
I mean, I suppose even... one could make a Molotov cocktail and bring it on a plane. But
what does that even contain?
Anything flammable? That's like when they... like a bottle of something flammable.
Oh.
They put the rag in it and they throw it and crash.
Oh, one of those. Okay.
Yeah. I've only seen them in movies. I've never seen anybody actually do it.
Right.
But, yeah. So they're actually walking around airports testing drinks of people who have already gone through security. It's, yeah. It's a little bit ridiculous. Speaking of travel, I saw this morning, kind of interesting. If you've ever been to Vegas and walked around on the Strip, you know, all those creepy dudes who stand there all day bombarding you with cards of photos of semi-nude strippers and escorts.
I hate that.
City is trying to crack down on them by passing a new littering ordinance.
Good.
That forces them to clean up within 25 feet of them every 15 minutes.
Well, that'll keep them busy.
Yeah.
Because who keeps those things in your hand?
I brought a couple home with, me as a souvenir of my trip to Vegas that lasted 9 hours.
Mm.
Because then we went on to Hawaii after that. But
right.
Yeah. Don't walk the Strip in Vegas with new flip-flops, people.
Don't do it.
Your feet will hurt a lot. I made that mistake 5 years ago. Actually, it was 5 years ago today.
Oh.
We finally arrived in Hawaii.
Nice.
Because we got hit by birds on takeoff on Sunday. Wasn't fun. Anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was 10 a.m. when we arrived in Hawaii, finally. After 36 hours of travel.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, memories. Anyway, news is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 720. We're going to top out at 89 today, 58 right now. What was that tweet you had?
It
Argus 911.
Looks like a vehicle in ditch near river. Truck is in ditch just past a construction sign that says bridge closed.
So there.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Yes.
Now, I only played that because it sounded like it wasn't real serious. They weren't scrambling or anything.
No, it doesn't appear to be.
But yeah, the Sioux Falls Marathon yesterday, there was a winner shattered the record.
Hold on. They had an update on the picture. Pickup truck isn't going anywhere. Bridge is out. And, oh boy. Oh boy.
Is that on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter. Post that on the website.
Argus 911.
That is awesome.
Holy moly.
I don't know how it managed to get to that point.
How did it do that?
This looks like it's on a gravel road. I don't know where the location is. It's somewhere out in the country. But there's like a piling for the bridge. And then the front end of the pickup is hung up on that. And the tailgate of the truck is hung up at the edge, I guess you'd say. And it's just hanging there.
It's hanging there kind of perfectly. I don't know how is the dude still in there, or she or he or whatever. Are still in there, but wow.
That's South Dakota.
That's crazy.
That's really good work. Almost forgot. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I joined a support group for help with my problems if I didn't have to listen to anyone else's problems.
That's twice now.
I don't know why I can't read that one. Fine.
Drink!
Oh, my God. I'm keeping score this week, by the way.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Well, you're winning so far. Two to one. Yeah.
It's not that bad.
That's pretty good. Very good indeed.
Oh, I know that you'll end up beating me, so I'm not worried.
So, there was a guy who won the... I saw this on the Argus' website. This is terribly funny. Guy won the Sioux Falls Marathon Sunday morning.
Okay.
And he shattered the record.
All right.
Shattered it by like a half hour.
Ooh.
Only problem was he ran the half marathon route.
Oops.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That doesn't work very well.
Someone should have had their GPS with them, I guess, while they were...
Don't they have signs?
Yeah, but I guess you're focused, you're in the zone, or you just get bored. Because that's my biggest problem with running, is I get bored.
Yeah. Didn't you think that, hey, this is pretty quick?
Wow, I ran this really fast.
Like, that's pretty amazing.
So, yeah, you ended up getting disqualified.
Like, half the time.
Yeah. He won, but he lost.
Aw, man. Sorry, dude.
That's a... That is definitely a bummer.
It's an emotional roller coaster there.
Yeah, you think you're like, oh my gosh, I won. No, I didn't. I didn't win. Oops. Bummer. Okay, so watching reruns is good for you. I watch reruns all the time.
Okay.
I watch the reruns of The Big Bang Theory all the time.
Okay.
And it's good for you. According to a new study out of the University of Buffalo, watching reruns on TV actually is really good for you. Study found that watching a show you like makes you feel comforted because you see the characters you love, but you know what they're going to say. That's the best way to enjoy yourself without using any mental energy.
Okay.
Now I know why I sit at home when I get off work and I watch Big Bang Theory reruns and play PlayStation. I don't have to use my brain.
Yep, that's why.
Makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I totally decompress.
Does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when you want to, like, relax after work, watch reruns of stuff you've seen 100 times.
All right. Maybe a movie even that you've seen 100 times.
Yeah, I love watching good movies that like, Shawshank Redemption, I can watch that over and over and over again. Armageddon, which is cheesy, but I still like it.
I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good... what would be on your list of movies... Like, if we did a list of the top 5 movies you can watch over and over and over again without getting tired of.
Oh, boy.
Shawshank Redemption has to be number 1.
That's on there.
Has to be number 1.
And especially since I haven't seen it in a while.
Especially the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can watch that over and over and over and it never gets old.
It's got to be more like the funny movies for me, like or Footloose. I can watch Footloose over and over and over.
That is not going to make the top 5.
Why not?
There's only so many times I can watch Kevin Bacon in a week.
Come on. Let's dance!
Yeah.
No?
No. No.
What's wrong? Come on.
I'm going for...
How about Bridesmaids? That's pretty funny. That one makes me laugh.
Haven't seen it. I can't.
Oh, I keep forgetting you haven't seen that movie.
Because comedies are... I can't watch comedies over and over like I can dramas because, you know... Comedies are only funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're insanely funny, like Dumb and Dumber. There's one.
There you go. Well, Yes Man with Jim Carrey, though, I can watch that one over and over and over. There's that same part where he faints every single time, and I laugh every single time.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
What's Your Number with Anna Faris is pretty funny. That one makes me giggle a lot.
I haven't seen that one either.
I watched The Notebook the other day. It took me 3 different times to watch it because it's such a long movie. So I kept pausing it because I either had to go to bed or do something. So it took me 3 different times. No, I can't do the Titanic.
It's too long.
I can't do it.
No, it's good, but it's too long to like watch over and over.
I have watched it over and again when I was younger. Like,
if
I'm
you got a good idea
it.
Of a movie you can watch over and over again and never get sick of it, we might add it to our list. And we're going to make it a short one. Top 5 movies.
Top 5.
That way it's a good go-to list.
Mm-hmm.
So 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. It is 727, hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:40. We do have a little bit of sort of breaking news. You got anything new on the truck dangling from a former bridge?
Well, of course, the pickup truck isn't going anywhere. It is stuck, and reports say that it was stolen on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It pretty much looks like they were making their own bridge with the truck.
Or they were trying to Dukes of Hazzard it over the river.
I wonder if they had a death wish.
If it was
stolen
and they were running.
Yeah.
Or they turned down the wrong road. And what's probably more likely is they were running from the cops or trying to get away and hide. And so they turned down this road, not knowing that the bridge was missing.
Yeah.
Not just out, it's gone. The bridge is gone.
Yeah, it's just the steel and some concrete.
And it's dangling by...
And literally, I mean, and now it looks like the truck is a bridge.
Oh, that's terribly funny. Mel's working on getting it posted up on the website, hot1047.com. It is?
Yes, okay. I believe so. I believe I have it. I was having issues with the photo, but I think we got it now.
Yeah. All right. Yep. There it is.
Yeah,
still having issues with the preview photo, but...
I'm just having issues in general today with posting stuff. Like, there's... The computer or the internet's running very, very slow.
It's running just fine for me over here.
I've been having issues.
We're on the same Wi-Fi.
I don't know. I've had issues. It timed out on me earlier.
So, movies you cannot get sick of. I think, is it safe to just go ahead and throw Shawshank Redemption at number one?
Well, I mean, I think it should be in there, yes, but I don't know if it's number one.
What's better than Shawshank Redemption for a movie you can watch over and over and over again?
I don't know. I'm sure there are a few.
You're just not wanting to agree with me.
That's not true. Why would you think that?
Okay. So if you have an idea for a movie that should make our top five list of movies that you can watch over and over and over and you're never sick of them, let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Amber's on the phone. How are you, Amber?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I would have to say that's Sandlot, top five.
Sandlot, that's a good one.
The Sandlot, yeah.
I'm not going to say top five for that one, though.
Really?
Teetering.
No.
Oh.
There's way too many.
You must not be a sports person.
No, I love sports movies. Like, actually, those are some of my favorite movies. Just that one is not one of my favorite sports movies.
Maybe. Sandlot?
No.
Kids movie?
I'd much rather watch The Mighty Ducks.
Okay, I don't know if we can let Mel be in on this conversation anymore.
I don't think so either.
No.
Why?
The Mighty Ducks is not a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth watching once, let alone over and over.
Mel.
Yeah, plus you brought up
the Notebook. Then we can have a conversation without Andy.
Whoa. What's wrong? I didn't say it was in the top five necessarily.
Oh, you did?
Because
Well, you said you'd rather have The Mighty Ducks and Sandlot. I don't know about top five, but it's up there.
No, it's not. Completely disagree.
I could put it in the top 10 for sure.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Movies you can watch over and over again?
Sandlot?
Yeah.
Come on.
Absolutely.
There's way better movies.
Completely agree. Thank
Goonies.
You so much for the call.
Yep, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You guys are out of your mind.
No, Sandlot?
That is not a top five.
I am going to look on the list, the IMDb top 250.
That is not a top five. No, it is not. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Okay, so Sandlot didn't make the top 250. All
yeah.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll keep it out.
That was ridiculous. How about Caddyshack?
I don't know about watching it over and over and over in top five.
I'd text Breakfast Club, Caddyshack, any of the Aliens or Predator movies.
Really?
I can't watch
Predator movies.
I'm sorry, Jenny,
they're good action flicks,
those.
But they're not top five watch over and over and over again.
I can't watch them in general.
Tichelle's on the phone. How are you, Tichelle?
Good. I was calling you for like the top five movies. One of my favorite ones that I probably watch over and over again would be The Breakfast Club.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Agree. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I will definitely consider it for my top five. That is there's parts of it that drag, though.
No.
Oh, not really.
There's a part in the middle where it drags.
I don't think so.
No, I completely agree with you on that. Should be on there.
It's definitely one to consider. Thank you for the call, Tichelle.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
By the way, Breakfast Club also did not make the top 250.
What's the number one on there?
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, what's number two?
That has to be number one on our list. Any movie list, unless it's comedies, Shawshank Redemption belongs at the top.
Okay.
I'm going to throw another one out there.
I feel like you're
say,
Kanye, and that's the best movie of all times.
Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
Movie you can watch over and over. It's funny. The scene with Harry in the bathroom at Mary's house.
That is pretty awesome.
Every time I laugh.
It is pretty awesome.
Especially when he laughs at his own noises. Okay, I'm being a very, very guy right there.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. get to some more calls and texts here coming up in just a few. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. It's 746. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 754, up to 89 today. So the movies that you can watch over and over and over again and not get sick of, what are they? So one person, I'm in the same boat. I don't think it belongs in the top five because most people wouldn't love it as much as we do, Rob, but Real Genius with Val Kilmer.
I forgot about that movie. I love that movie.
I love that movie.
I love when there's popcorn everywhere. It's my favorite part.
Another one that was texted in.
Such a smart movie.
Tommy Boy.
I'll watch it if it's on. I'll be like,
I'm not sure,
yeah,
if it's top
Tommy
five,
Boy.
But it belongs there. Another one, The Goonies.
I said that earlier.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
When we were talking about The Sandlot,
I was sneezing and looking for scratch paper, yeah, that someone threw away.
I said Goonies is way better than Sandlot. I don't even know why you guys would even think that's in the top,
yeah,
five.
Yeah, no, I'll go with you there.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. I would take The Goonies over Sandlot.
Okay.
Another
Thank
one
you.
I can't believe we didn't think of before, and this is one of my favorite movies ever, is... Let me get it.
Oh,
that's right. You don't recognize the music.
I remember now because
Forrest
you said
Gump.
It. Forrest Gump. Yeah, for sure.
That has to be a top five.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that.
I mean, it won an Oscar.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Forrest Gump has to be in the top five.
It's a pretty awesome movie.
What else, though, do you think should be in the top five?
How about Anchorman?
I have got to buy that movie. I haven't seen it in so long. It's
Love
starting
it.
To drive me crazy.
Love it. Come on. That's in the list that I had on Friday, the list of the top 10 funniest movies. It was number...
Oh, you just talked about movies on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was number six. It got 1.6 laughs per minute, and however they figure that out.
Step Brothers.
Oh, I
just
love
got texted
that
in.
Movie.
Did we just become best friends?
Now we have more room for activities.
You're supposed to reply to me.
Oh. Yes. I don't remember what he says there. I always say the best friends part. So.
You say it because you'll screw it up.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
It's awesome.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm burying you.
That part is so psycho.
I know. It's so, the way he says that. I'm burying you.
It's just such a psychedelic part. Like, I'm just like...
Favorite scene of that movie?
What is going on?
Favorite scene of that movie? Is the drum set.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's so many good scenes.
We can't cite any lines from that scene, but...
No, we cannot.
I think technically we could, but if we don't want to end up in the boss's office,
no,
we can't.
No, we don't want to.
No. I still
we're saying hi.
I still got to throw Dumb and Dumber in there. Another one that we're getting a lot is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. I mean, I literally can watch that one over and over and over and over and over. Never get sick of it.
Let's see. Randy's on the phone. How are you, Randy?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, movie you don't get sick of?
Scarface.
Ooh. Long, though.
But awesome.
Awesome. Yes.
Not top five worthy. No.
That's a great
Maybe
movie.
Not for you, Miss Sandlot.
I don't like Sandlot.
Ducks. Sorry, Mighty Ducks. Sandlot's way better. What's wrong with
Sandlot?
I know.
So.
Have you seen Sandlot?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I have too seen
it. Up and thought it was good.
Who played the dad?
I don't remember.
They got mad about the ball. Memorable dad.
I don't remember.
It was Dennis Leary.
Oh, I was going to say, it's been a long time since I've seen it.
Okay.
But
you weren't paying
not,
attention the one time you saw it. That is a
I've
great movie.
I've seen it more than one time.
Oh, Okay.
Just don't. It's not my favorite.
I don't know. I like Scarface. The only thing is, it's so crazy long.
I just don't think it's a good. It's not a necessarily a unisex one.
No, not. No, not necessarily. But I like it. Thank you for the call, Randy.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's see. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. So a movie that belongs in the top five that you can watch over and over and over again.
Well, in high school, I wore out two VHS rewatching Cool Runnings.
I love that movie. Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Come on, everybody. It's bobsledding time. Jamaica.
And his lucky egg.
And his lucky egg. Kept it in his pants.
Yeah, I'm going to say not top five.
I don't believe that Andy has seen
it. It's interesting that you wore out two VHS copies of that.
That is interesting.
I did it about 5 years ago. Somebody bought me the DVD of it.
Oh, wow.
She really likes that story.
It's a good movie.
You must.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks for the call, Sarah.
Oddest one ever. Bye. I cannot believe that she has watched it that much.
Another one I'm getting a lot on text is Billy Madison.
I do like Billy Madison. I mean, the whole "Stop looking at me, Swan."
Yeah,
conditioner is good. No shampoo.
A Few Good Men. I've gotten that one a few times. The one I'm getting the most is Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, I agree. What about Hangover?
Wow, there's a bunch more coming in. Super Troopers!
No.
Yeah!
That is not top five worthy. It's stupid.
Top five watch over and over? Probably not.
No.
Ooh, Days of Thunder.
I watch it once and I'm like, okay, I feel dumb now. A Christmas Story.
You know what? I've kind of grown tired of that movie.
Really?
That's not one you can watch over and over and over and never
but
get sick of.
Every year?
Just because they play it every year over and over and over doesn't mean it's a great one to watch over and over and over again.
I don't know. I don't mind it.
Office Space.
No.
What?
Not over and over. It's okay. It's okay to watch every once in a while.
I actually, Sarah wore out a VHS of Cool Runnings. I wore out a DVD of Office Space.
I don't understand how you could watch that many times.
Well, I think I'm getting close to ready to announce the top five.
I think that I'm completely going to disagree with your list.
I don't think you're going to completely disagree with it.
All right.
But we'll find out coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.